She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That is the question. It is time to play this silly game. And it looks like, oh no.
Oh, what?
We got a Karen that called in.
Oh, I'm sure she's lovely.
Oh, no.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, great.
Hi, I'm a nice Karen.
Oh, that's what they all say.
Nice Karen.
Until you lose this game and you give us bad Yelp reviews. Oh, boy. All right, supposedly sweet Karen. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have 2 and 5-year-old boys, and we're taking them to Disneyland this weekend, and I think I am more excited than they are. I'm so happy.
What is the first ride that you are going to run to and get on?
Well, so I might leave them behind and run to Space Mountain.
Yeah. As you should.
Bye, kids. Mama's going to Space Mountain.
Like, no joke. It's like either that one or Pirates of the Caribbean that you have to run to as soon as they let you in, you know, and get it out of the way.
Yeah.
So fun. Well, good for you. That sounds like an awesome trip. Well, how much is that trip costing you?
Oh, several thousand.
Yeah, that's where they get you, right? That is where they get you.
Yeah, so these $50 at Great Greek Mediterranean Grill is going to really help me out.
Yes, it will.
It'll get you out of a couple of jams right now. All right, sweet Karen. I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Oddly enough, I have a Disney one today. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie. Anything you want to say to Snow White here?
I hope we can make this the happiest place on earth for you, Karen. And I hope you come
so
out
sweet.
With good luck.
Barf.
Right, you
so
too.
Katie's going to leave the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything, and I come up with a question so there's no cheating. We'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studios. My only request, Karen, is you totally skip It's a Small World while you're out there, okay?
Okay.
That one's the worst. The worst. All right, Karen, here is your first question. In the world of social media, what does FYP stand for?
Oh, gosh. For your pleasure?
You wish. For your pleasure. All right, here is your second one. What restaurant is famously known for their Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Oh, Red Lobster.
Speaking of for your pleasure, am I right? Okay, here you go. I need to know, what are Cinderella's stepsisters' names? There's 2 of them.
Wow. I have boys, so I haven't seen Cinderella since I was a child. So I'm going to go with... Griselda and Esmeralda.
Esmeralda and Griselda. Okay, I wrote that down. You know, you should know these things. You're going to go see your castle. You know that, right?
That's right. I'll study.
Yeah, study up. All right, here's your 4th question for the crush. What phone company made the Razr phone?
Ooh, that was Motorola.
Did you
I
have
definitely
one?
Have one.
So did I. I did too. They were awesome. All right, here's your 5th and final question for the crush. What is the name of the coffee chain that was founded in Seattle's Pike Place Market in 1971?
That would be Starbucks.
Starbies. All right, we'll bring Katie back in the studio. Let me add up how many you got right. All right, get her back in here.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
What were you doing out there?
I was hanging out, looking cool, looking like myself. Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I guarantee you, Karen, she was picking her nose.
Shut up.
Definitely. She's a nose picker. All right, Katie Cat, let's do it. In the world of social media, what does FYP stand for?
For you page. For you page. Yeah.
Karen said, for your pleasure.
Oh, Karen.
Whoa.
Not social media, that's something else.
You are a nice Karen.
What kind of sites are you going on, Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, Katrina, what restaurant is famous for their Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Red Lobster does that, right?
That's also what Karen said.
Love those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So good.
You can home now.
Yeah, you can buy the box and make them yourself. That's fun. What are Cinderella's stepsisters' names?
what, like this, the wicked stepsisters, but one of them's Anastasia, I think, and Godzilla.
Karen was very close to that too. She said Esmeralda and Grizzilla, I believe. So no. Anastasia, you got
one of them. Yeah.
And it's Drizella.
Ah, man.
Oh, we were kind of close.
Kind of, but not close enough.
Dang it.
You both got that one wrong. That was a stumper, huh? Katie, what phone company made the Razor phone?
Oh, it was Motorola.
Yeah, the pink one? Yeah, the
right
black one.
Right in my pocket. Yep.
Slide it right in there and hope you don't bend it when you sit on it.
Drop it in the toilet.
Well, that's a personal problem. Karen, you said that too. Yay, Karen. And finally, Katie Cat, what is the name of the coffee chain that was founded in Seattle's Pike Place Market in 1971?
It would be Starbucks, right?
That was the year you graduated high school, too.
Shout out, Jeremy.
Karen. Yay, Karen got that too.
Hey, Karen.
Sadly, though, 1, 2, 3, 4. Katie got 4. Karen got 3.
I'm still proud of my showing. That was better than I thought I was going to do.
You did great, Karen. That was
good. But I'm going to tell you right now, Karen, I'm in a good mood today.
Yay.
And no matter how much you say that you're a nice Karen, I'm still very concerned that you're going to go on social media and Yelp and Google reviews and bash this morning show.
Oh.
And ask to speak to our manager. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and give you the prize anyway in hopes that you don't do that.
Oh, you're a smart man.
I knew it. She was going to be on Yelp immediately.
That's amazing, Karen.
Karen, you were a delight to have on the show today. We wish you and your family safe travels, and you have a blast at Disneyland, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.